Pritzker will not back down. Johnson plays race card after Trump says they should be jailed for ICE obstruction in Chicago. By Warner Todd Houston on October 8, 2025. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, both radical Democrats, have responded to President Donald Trump's suggestion that they should be arrested for obstructing the legal actions of federal law enforcement. "I will not back down," Pritzker wrote in a bellicose post on X immediately after the president posted his comment. Johnson threw the race card, saying that Trump loves arresting black men. On Wednesday morning, the president took to his Truth Social account and railed at Pritzker and Johnson for their constant attempts to obstruct, threaten, and attack federal law enforcement agents working to clean up the Windy City. "Chicago mayor should be in jail for failing to protect ICE officers," Governor Pritzker also, Trump posted on Truth Social. Both Illinois Democrats quickly responded to the president's criticism. Pritzker called Trump an authoritarian and exclaimed that he would not back down from his rabid support of criminal illegal migrants. "I will not back down," he said, after the president's comment. "Trump is now calling for the arrest of elected representatives checking his power," he wrote. "What else is left on the path to full-blown authoritarianism? I will not back down. Trump is now calling for the arrest of elected representatives checking his power. What else is left on the path to full-blown authoritarianism?" pic.twitter.com/tige2ir5. Governor J.B. Pritzker, at Gov. Pritzker, October 8, 2025. For his part, Mayor Johnson threw the race card at Trump. "This is not the first time Trump has tried to have a black man unjustly arrested," Johnson said. "I'm not going anywhere. This is not the first time Trump has tried to have a black man unjustly arrested. I'm not going anywhere." pic.twitter.com/mqd.sisset. Mayor Brandon Johnson, at Chicago's Mayor, October 8, 2025. Johnson also went on the attack Wednesday during an appearance on CNN, calling Trump unstable and unhinged. "Well, you know, first of all, this president is unstable, unhinged, a double-minded individual that, quite frankly, is a threat to our democracy," he said. He went on, saying, "And it's certainly not the first time that Donald Trump has called for the arresting of a black man unjustly. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay firm as the mayor of this amazing city, which was voted 9 years in a row the best big city in America. And we're going to defend all of Chicago." Trump's criticism was sparked when news broke that Chicago officials had instructed the Chicago Police Department to refuse to give emergency aid to federal law enforcement after ICE agents issued a radio call for help when violent pro-migrant protesters besieged their position on Sunday. Just in, FBI Director Kash Patel says there are 110,000 gang members on the streets of Chicago. "We learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When?" pic.twitter.com/q5wabi1g5l. Eric Dougherty, at Eric Ldaw, October 8, 2025. Then, on Monday, Johnson claimed to have created ICE-free zones, and that his newly issued executive orders have the power to prevent ICE agents from gathering on city-owned properties to stage raids or hold suspects. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.